Introduction to Fairy Garden Tales by Christy Page. Once upon a time, there was an enchanted fairy garden in the middle of a glen. It was a place of dreams and wishes, entirely fabricated out of necessity. When my girls were little, we always had story time before they went to bed. We read classic fairy tales and Disney adventures, but what they loved the most were the stories we made up. We tried to incorporate characteristics of people we knew. This was the way to have little adventures without leaving their beds. They would help with the plots and storylines while always asking, "What's next?" I loved the times when they were little, when they believed in magic, fairy dust, and that anything you wish is bound to come true. Eventually, they grew up, and our nightly story-making ended. They were ready for the fairies and gnomes to fade out of their lives. I was not quite so ready. Instead, I created my own personal fairy garden in our front yard. We have the Fairy Town Center that features a park with a Ferris wheel, a merry-go-round, and benches for relaxing. There is a small pond for fishing, frog watching, or lazy afternoon swims. The fairies nap under mushrooms and bathe in buttercups. Across the bridge, guarded by a dragon, is the gnome village. Here, the gnomes live in abandoned tree stumps. They like to keep to themselves and nap during the day so that they can tend to the garden at night while humans are asleep. With my fairy garden, I am able to hold on to all those cherished stories that my daughters and I created years ago. They may have outgrown the magic of their childhood dreams, but I will always keep that magic close to my heart. Now, I share some of these fairy tales with you and your family. Hopefully, it brings some magic into your life.